Today's episode is brought to you by Points of Courage, a new business podcast from Hiscox about courage. Get Points of Courage wherever you find your podcasts and learn more about what Hiscox can do for your business by going to Hiscox.com. That's HISCOX.com. Hiscox. Encourage courage.
Hello and welcome to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Lots of talk happening about the Anthem Cigna behind-the-scenes drama. Just as the two companies prepare to merge, they cannot seem to agree on much. How will this ultimately affect their merger? More coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Paul Vini, Stephen Grosser here with you. In the studio with us today, Wall Street Journal's Liz Hoffman and Dana Simaluka, and all you good folks out there in podcast land listening to this. The reason we have Liz and Dana in here today is because, yes, it is a Merger Monday, and usually Merger Mondays are happy times for many companies. But Liz, your reporting especially has uncovered that one merger is not having such a happy time, is it?
No. Anthem Cigna, it's a big health insurance deal signed last summer. And they are on a variety of fronts going at it. There's been a lot of behind-the-scenes bickering here. And, you know, there's a sense that it's made antitrust approvals harder, which is a key challenge for this deal. And even if it doesn't, it's a tough way to kind of start a corporate marriage when you're at each other's throats for a few weeks.
Right. And this is a very big deal. It's a $48 billion deal. Two major health insurers. There's been some consolidation in that sector, right? They need this deal to go through.
Well, that's debatable.
Really? Is it?
Well, that's the interesting...
Tell me, you know.
That's the interesting thing here. You got to wonder... you know, reading this correspondence, whether everyone's still on the same page, you know, 9 or 10 months later.
Yeah.
That is, whether everybody in that whole orbit wants the deal still.
Cigna gets a nice breakup fee if the deal does not go through, right?
For certain reasons, right? It has to fail on antitrust grounds. And you read these letters, and there's about a dozen back and forth over the last couple of weeks. And Dana's right. You get the sense that not everyone's rowing in the same direction. And if people really want a deal to happen, it usually happens. And when one doesn't, it's because one or both sides see something better somewhere else.
So let's take just a sort of step back. What were the reasons why, you know, we saw sort of this little, you know, wave of consolidation in the health insurer field? And what are now the bones of contention that, you know, this deal is facing, that they're bickering about?
Well, if you go back nine or 10 months, like Liz said, it was over the summer. These two guys agreed to get together. Right around then, there was a flurry of deals, including one other very big one, Aetna Humana. If I remember correctly, Aetna Humana happened first. Is that right, Liz?
Yeah, though Cigna and Anthem, they guys had all been talking to each other behind the scenes for almost a year at that point. And, you know, Cigna, Anthem went public with a bid for Cigna in mid-June, which Cigna rejected for a while. Aetna Humana signed up right around July 4th, and that seems to have been kind of the spark that Cigna and Anthem needed to get together, and they announced a deal, I believe, in late July.
Right. So it was pretty remarkable. I mean, you know, none of us, frankly, in M&A land had paid too much attention to health insurers. But then all of a sudden you had two massive deals involving lots of people and really important issues that, if they succeed, would take the top five, you know, health insurers down to three.
And then what you got your hands on, Liz, over the weekend, or maybe even before the weekend started, were these letters between the two general counsels of these two companies, right?
Yeah. So actually, they started off with fairly cordial airing of disputes between top level, like the CEOs and lead directors, and it devolved pretty quickly from there into like a good old fashioned lawyer snipe fest. But there's a couple of issues here. None of them seem, you know, on the surface like fatal, but you get the sense when you read these things that there's really a lot of simmering resentment, that small disputes become really big ones, and that just the communication has really fallen apart. You know, the biggest one from Cigna's perspective is that Anthem sued Express Scripts, which is a big middleman, a big payer of prescription drugs, last month or in March. And sued them for $15 billion, basically saying they've been overcharged for prescription drugs. Cigna thinks that's a real problem on a lot of fronts. They think, first of all, they think it's a violation of the merger agreement. Usually, like when companies sign up a deal, the understanding is that they'll kind of keep things business as usual until the deal closes. Cigna thinks that's a pretty big departure from that. They think it's going to create kind of a sideshow with DOJ and make it harder to get antitrust approvals. They just don't like it. So that's a big one there. Anthem says Cigna has been really slow to share information. You know, you think these are two huge companies with a combined $117 billion in revenue, tens of thousands of employees. There's a lot of information that has to go back and forth when you're trying to figure out how to mash them together. And basically, Anthem says that Cigna's kind of dragging their feet on giving information that Anthem needs to do everything from, you know, fill jobs at the combined company to submit what they call these white papers to regulators, which are all the reasons this deal is great for competition. But they need a lot of information from Cigna to do it, and they think they're not getting it.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at wsj.com/podcast.